presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
March 14, 1124 America, New York. Cities face cutbacks as commercial real estate prices tumble. Lost tax revenue fuels concerns over an urban doom loop. Copyright, Aaron Schaff, The New York Times. The pandemic trends of hybrid and remote work have persisted, hollowing out urban centers that were once bustling with workers.
New York Times Business.
March 14, 1115 America, New York. American Ballet Theater names dance veteran as executive director. Barry Hewson, a leader at the National Ballet of Canada, will join the company as it tries to get beyond financial woes.
FX Street.
March 14, 1113 America, New York. USD, CAD set to move above 1.4000 in the second half of the year, NBF. The loonie's recent appreciation has been tepid considering the overall weakness of the US dollar.
New York Times Business.
March 14, 1112 America, New York. Art Forum selects Tina Rivers Ryan as new top editor. The curator and essayist will become the magazine's next leader after a period of turmoil.
BBC News Business.
March 14, 1050 America, New York. Judge rules computer scientist not Bitcoin inventor. Judge says Dr. Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto, the cryptocurrency's mysterious inventor.
FX Street.
March 14, 1049 America, New York. It seems that the Brazilian real has reached a turning point, Commerzbank. The Brazilian real, BRL, does not seem to be doing so well this year.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 14, 1045 America, New York, Against the State and Its Public Goods. This is the title of my anniversary review of Anthony de Jussé's Social Contract, Free Ride, just out in the spring issue of Regulation, under the From the Past rubric.
Marginal Revolution.
March 14, 1040 America, New York. John Hartley podcast episode with Steve Levitt. Steve Levitt anecdote. Economics has found its Bill Lambier. Other excellent anecdotes in the thread. And Levitt on publishing and academia, recommended. This superb podcast episode is a real coup for John Hartley. Transcript also at the link. File under Too Good to Excerpt. This is quite simply one of the best podcasts ever.
FX Street.
March 14, 1030 America, New York. United States EIA natural gas storage change below expectations. -3 B, in March 8. Actual, -9 B. United States EIA natural gas storage change below expectations, -3 B, in March 8. Actual, -9 B.
FX Street.
March 14, 1021 America, New York. Copper fundamentals over the coming decade are incredibly exciting, TDS. Economists at TD Securities expect copper to embark on a significant race higher in the long run.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 14, 1018 America, New York. Powell is wrong about inflation. The New York Times suggests that rising insurance costs help to explain stubbornly high inflation. Insurance of various different kinds, housing insurance, but also automobile insurance, and things like that. That's been a significant source of inflation over the last few years, Jerome H.
Daily FX Market News.
March 14, 1003 America, New York. Gold price coils further, silver hits a multi-week high. Gold is seemingly putting together a bullish pennant on the daily chart, while silver looks to push further ahead after Wednesday's break of resistance.
FX Street.
March 14, 10 o'clock America, New York. United States business inventories came in at 0%, below expectations, 0.2%, in January. United States business inventories came in at 0%, below expectations, 0.2%, in January.
New York Times Business.
March 14, 950 America, New York. What is SpaceX's Starship? Bigger than the Statue of Liberty, the SpaceX vehicle is central to NASA's plans to get to the moon and Elon Musk's dreams of the red planet. Copyright. Chandan Khanna, Agence France Press. Getty Image. SpaceX's Starship vehicle is nearly 90 feet taller than the Statue of Liberty in its pedestal.
BBC News Business.
March 14, 942 America, New York. Shell boss got £8 million pay package in first year. News of the pay package comes as Shell says it is watering down one of its climate targets.